A God sighting is when you look back at 1 week, only 1 week. We look back and see where our God had been faithful, where he'd been loving, where he'd helped you, where he'd been active in your life. His protection, his provision, his healing, his revelation, anywhere where you know that you know this was God that was active in your life. And we tell it as testimonies because the word of God says we overcome evil by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And we make his name famous. So that people hearing our stories will know that this God is living, that he is good, he's a loving God, and they need to get to know him right away. So we do this once a week, and these are your stories for this past week.
Môre Janine, ek wil net vertel wat gebeur het. Die Here wat 'n slegte saak so goed laat uitwerk, dat 'n mens net sy hand in alles sien. My oom het geskok by 'n kampeerplek oor in die week. Maar om 'n lang story kort te maak, die manier wat sy lyf geval het, het gekeer dat my tannie ook geskok het. Die mense wat om hulp gekom het in die parkeerarea was iemand wat 'n gesertifiseerde CPR kursus in elektriese skokke gedoen het in sy lewe al. So hy het presies geweet wat om te doen. Die derde ding wat gebeur het, is na die oom toe nou opgee, want hy kon nie my oom wakker en aan die lewe kry nie, het sy vrou na hom gekyk en gesê, probeer nog een keer. Daar een keer het gemaak het sy hart weer geklop het. Die derde ding wat gebeur het, is 'n skokwerk blykbaar so, dat het 'n punt van jou liggaam basis maar aanval, wat partykeer die hart, of die niere, of die longe, of die brein is. Die elektriese skok het besluit om sy enkel aan te val van alle dinge. So, nadat hy 15 minute letterlik dood was en die Here hom weer aan die lewe gekry het, is al wat seer is die brandwonde en sy enkel. Daar's niks fout met sy hart, sy lewer, sy niere of sy brein nie. God is so groot.
Indeed, our God is a prayer answering God. Today, I am so excited to talk about this and let the whole world to know. We prayed last year, last December, for a man, 76 years old, who just suddenly fell sick and sent for me. Since I didn't know what the sickness was, I prayed for him, laid hands on him, and commanded the sickness to die. Later on, while he was in hospital, a message was sent to us telling us that he was diagnosed for COVID-19. And we made a prayer and declared that if he was still alive, as at the time we were praying that he was going to come back safe. I give glory to God today that 2 days ago he came back. And in his faint voice, he said, thank you very much for praying for me. This is a very great message to everyone and encouragement to let them know that our God is still the prayer answering God. Don't be scared. Rejoice in him. Dr. King Vitus here from Pretoria.
Good morning, Radio Pulpit. This is Virginia from Springs. I'd like to share my testimony with you. I've been sitting here and I was thinking, oh Lord, I need to do something. I am bound in a wheelchair and I have got osteoporosis in my hips and my neck and my hands. And I love knitting and crocheting, and I haven't been able to crochet because my hands get terribly painful when I'm crocheting. And I prayed and I asked the Lord to please help me. And the Lord has helped me. I'm busy crocheting dolls, little clothes for my daughter-in-law. Praise the Lord. And I give him all the praise and the glory. Thank you, Lord, for healing me and for blessing me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, my name is Vladimir of Rudeport. My God sighting actually started in June when I lost my work due to a disease I have, and because of the nature of the disease, I can't just walk into another company, and I decided I'm going to start a business. I went into digital marketing, virtual assistants and so on, but before I started the company, before I laid the groundwork for the company, I spoke to the Lord, and I went on my knees and said, this company will not work if you're not in it with me and if you're not running it with me. And I must be honest, I've got the Lord as a cooperative CEO, if I can put it that way. And he's just been so faithful. Every month I had clients coming in, one-time projects, two permanent clients. But every month I had enough money to look after my 14-year-old daughter, my wife, and my mentally handicapped sister. In the month that there wasn't any clients, like in December, for example, when everyone went on a spending spree for Christmas, I had no clients coming in, but yet God is faithful. Every month, if He didn't give me clients, He gave me a payment into my bank account with a reference of Psalm 23. That happened in November, just before our anniversary, because I couldn't afford our anniversary, and a day before the anniversary there was 500 rand paid to my account, and that happened last month as well. And if God wasn't in this for us, I would never have been able to take my family through it so far. And even now He's faithful by providing me with a lot of education in terms of my one client actually starting to do business coaching for me. So the Lord has just been so faithful, and I just want everyone to know that no matter how difficult the present situations are, God is always there for you.
Hi, goeiemôre Janine en luisteraars. Ek het gisteroggend van Springs af vereniging toe gery en ek het die ou pad deur Suikerbosrand gery en dit het gereën en goed is en die mis het so mooi oor die berge geval. Ag, en ek het net vir daai oomblik so naby aan God gevoel. Ek net met die pragt en die skoonheid en die alles, man. Dit was net stunning. En dit was my God sighting geweest vir die week. Ek het so naby aan die koning gevoel op daai oomblik. Die wêreld is stil, maar die berge en die mis en alles. Ag, dit was net beautiful geweest. En dit was net lekker geweest om die Here se teenwoordigheid so naby my te voel in daai oomblik. Lekker dag vir julle en geseënde dag. Goed gaan, veilig wees. Bye.
Morning Janine, my name is Demonine. I just wanted to share my God sighting for the week. I think about a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago, I had rib pain and I ended up going to the doctor and they found that I have ovarian cysts. Very scary because the person doesn't always know what to expect, and I ended up going to the doctor and they'd given me medication. And when I came home, I just said to my mom and then we need to pray because I'm really not keen for an operation, and just utterly allowing God to take control of the situation and everything that was going on in my heart and mind. There were days that weren't so easy, but you just embraced it. And I went for my follow-up appointment yesterday, and she let me know that there was nothing. And I said to my mom, I literally, if I didn't have ears, my head would have fallen off with the excitement and the happiness, because God is truly, truly, truly good, and He always listens when you pray. So yes, that is my blessing for the week, and I hope that it also reminds people that miracles still do happen.
Môre Janine, al die kinders van liewe Jesus. Ek het ook net vanoggend 'n dankbare hart om te sê, een van ons vriende was in 'n verskriklike ongeluk. 'N trok het half bo oor sy bakkie gery en hulle het hom net daar gelos met al sy beserings. Hy's later deur iemand daar gekry en ICU toe gejaag met die helikopter, waar hy steeds aansterk. Hulle sukkel bietjie om hom wakker te kry. Vreselike en wendige beserings met die ventilator aan, en hy word gevoed met pype. Ag, die Here is net goed, want hy reageer as sy vroutjie praat. Hy, die Here is goed, elke klein verbeteringkie sê vir ons, ons God leef. En ons bly op ons knie en ons glo en ons vertrou. Dankie Here Jesus, wil ek sê vanmôre uit my hart uit, en vir elke gebed wat opgaan vir Jean. Hy sal opstaan in die naam van die Here en volgens Jesus se wil. Shalom.
My man is medies ongeskik om te werk. Sy finansies moet mooi gebalanseer word om alles gedoen te kry wat mens wil of kan of moet. Ek wil net sê die Here my hierdie week gehelp het met wysheid. Hy het altyd die finansies en daai tipe van ding gehanteer. Maar die Here het my die wysheid gegee dat ek hierdie week alles kon betaal, en ons het genoeg kos om te eet, en ek kon nie al die goed self gebalanseer het nie. Dit is duidelik die Here wat my gehelp het hierdie week. En ek wil ook net van sy dankbaar ek is dat ek nog 'n Kersfees saam met my familie en man kon hê, en al was dit nie die gewone Kersfees nie. Dankie vir die tegnologie wat hy ons gegee het, sodat ons tyd saam met familie kon spandeer. En dit is op die einde van die dag die belangrikste ding. Baie dankie, Here.
Môre Janine, ek weet nie of hierdie boodskap nog betyds by jou gaan uitkom nie. My God sighting vir hierdie week is dat my dierbare, dierbare vriendin met COVID baie siek in die bed lê. Maar ons het gister boodskap gekry dat sy besig is om effens beter te word. Sy begin daarom nou alweer bietjie te eet. So, dit is vir my 'n groot vreugde en ek sien die Here se hand in haar lewe.